At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay, that music's terrible. You can turn that off. All right, let's get to business, shall we? 2 o'clock, we've got too much stuff for one show, so it's probably going to be a two-day odyssey. It's very simple. Long weekend, holidays, Lions, Michigan, Michigan State, it's all in play. And as we are prone to do on a Monday, we make it a Can We Say That Monday. You are free to call in with your example of, for instance, things like, can we say... This season's a referendum on Brad Holmes. Can we say that Bryce Underwood simply didn't develop one iota this season? Can we say anyone's an improvement over Jonathan Smith? Things like that. So with that, Rico, the Lions fans were getting after Doug and Scott. So we can get into it a little bit. You were not here Black Friday. I got a chance.
Happy Black Friday.
Man. Happy Black Friday to you. But it's just, I got a chance to do a show. I've said most of what I need to say, but I'll do a redux.
Okay.
But where are you at? I mean, obviously, Packers come in here, outlying the Lions. They're 3-for-3 on fourth downs. You're 0-for-2. Aiden didn't play. He did play, but he didn't play. And once again, Dan Campbell with some puzzling decisions.
I can't say I was surprised. Green Bay did exactly what I thought Green Bay was going to do. I thought Micah Parsons was going to be the difference. He was. He was double-teamed. Didn't matter. He came up the middle. He came around the side. He invoked havoc and wreaked havoc throughout the entire backfield, and he disrupted plays. And when Amon-Ra goes down, I was like, okay, well, now Goff's really in trouble because all of his safety blankets are now gone. And then that final drive when they were down 2 scores, like, okay, well, we're going to speed this thing up. We're going to speed this thing. You're huddling.
Okay.
What are we huddling for?
Dan Campbell on the morning show today, That had to be like AI Dan Campbell. Yeah, you want to play this audio?
Yeah, yeah.
This was a moment where I go, oh my God, Dan, you've been lionized. Here's his they questioned him on it. You can't take 6 minutes to score when you're down by 2 scores late fourth quarter. Yeah. Campbell goes, no, not so fast, my friend. That was our strategy. Zoink, Scoobs. go ahead, David. You could have pulled it into one possession if you would have kicked the field goal, Dan. You had the football 31-21 with a chance to kick the field goal and make it a one-possession game, Dan, and you didn't do it. So then you want to defend the insanity of you were like 1973 Oklahoma going at that pace down the field. Dan, no disrespect. The other team's going to try to rush my quarterback, so what? I have to go slow? Right. You're down 2 scores!
Green Bay is looking at each other like, are they going slow?
I couldn't believe it.
Like, you know what? It's one of those, don't tell them that they're down 2 scores. Let them burn the clock, because the clock is on our sideline right now. It's our ally, and by the time that, you know, Green Bay gets the ball back, yeah, you couldn't, because they just went for it on a fourth down. They got it, and that was ball game. But, man, it was everything that I saw that could happen bad did, because that interior of the line just wasn't there. Parsons just There's a reason why they made that trade. He was a difference maker when Green Bay got him, and
there's a reason why he's a lot better than Aiden Hutchinson. Just say it.
Like, well, because I don't even put him in the same category as Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, well, tell these fans and tell this organization. That's why he needs help. That's why Brad Holmes failed.
No, I put him in the category with a Bosa. I put him in a category with a Myles Garrett. I don't put him in a category with Hutch.
Okay, fair. But that's my point.
Yeah.
This organization has to change their approach to how they view him or what their ideology is to the defensive line. If you watch football all day yesterday, Friday, Thursday, if you can run the ball and you can rush the passer, you win. That's it. You know, like, look, Corbin is in for Kenny. Okay, his Rams lost to Carolina. Carolina could run it, and they got after Stafford. Forced a pick six, forced a game-winning fumble, the whole bit. The Lions can't rush passer. And you got Brad Holmes basically laughing in the face of the fan base going, well, what do we need? We already have Aiden. This season is just telling me they're not good enough. It's not a crime. It doesn't mean they're bad. They're not good enough. Comprehensively. And also, newsflash, here, can we say you don't get to laugh about the Bears anymore? They put 300 yards rushing on Philly, and Ben Johnson's the architect of it. The Bears will not end the one seed. I know that, but they're the one seed right now. You're multiple games out of the playoffs.
See, I can't say that the Bears won't be the one seed, Mike. They're playing some of the best football. They went into Philly and dominated Phily. They went on the road. This wasn't in Chicago. And everybody kept saying, but they haven't played anybody yet. Well, they just played the top team.
And they bodied them. Yeah. They dominated that game. You're right. If you want to put a lunch on it, they won't be the ones.
Okay.
We'll put a little action.
Okay.
But I'd like to know where you guys are at. And look, we do can we say that. But overall, Lions are always going to be in first place. You want to talk about Michigan getting their ass kicked? We can. What was that performative BS of guarding the M?
Can we say, had you guarded the end zone, maybe you would have won the game?
How about you don't get to do to me what I did to you?
Yeah.
What world do you reside in?
There is just us, and then there's just rules for Michigan.
You mean justice and just us?
There's justice and just rules for Michigan.
I also have never seen a player headbutt an official and not get thrown out of a game. Then again, I've never seen a player headbutt an official.
You know what? I did. It was the Cleveland offensive lineman that got hit in the face with the bag and the flag. And the
God. It was his kid plays. Orlando Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, he got hit in the eye.
There's a circumstance there.
And he went after the ref, and he got tossed. But he got hit in the eye. His eye swole up. And I'm like, wait, did he just headbutt the official? And, okay, well, he's gone. Like, 15-yard penalty, first down. And
look, the Michigan angle is going to be simple. It's what was this year for? If that's the end product of Bryce Underwood, 8 for 18, 63 yards, couple of picks. You played three semi-decent teams. He had no business being on the field in those games. Not only is he not, and I don't care what Joel Klatt keeps wanting to say off his little talking points. He is not the best freshman in America. He's not even the best freshman in the Big Ten. Malik Washington's better than he is. And the kid out of Cal, JKS, they just beat number 15 SMU. He threw the ball 42 times for 330 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
Bro, you hit me up on him. I watched Malik Washington damn near throw for 500 yards. I was actively rooting for him to get to 500 because
me too.
It was just like, it wasn't like, 5-yard throw, receiver took the rest. I mean, he was throwing darts out there, dimes, dropping it in a bucket. I'm like, Maryland's going to mess around and let this kid go someplace else. But right now, yeah, he's the best freshman, true freshman.
Right, but and again, that's not a statement on where Bryce might be down the line, but you just got to call it like it is. And if you're going to call in with this Wolverine blather about, well, we're young, that's your coach's fault. The portal allows you to buy upperclassmen. Roster construction is a new thing now. It's not just about recruiting. I'm sorry, that's a wasted season. So we can rap about all of it. I'd love to know where you're at with the Lions now off the holiday weekend, Cowboys Thursday. Yeah, of course it's a must-win game. You lose that game, your season's over. Because here's where I've arrived at. There is no point in pathwaying a playoff run when this team hasn't won back-to-back games in 2 months. There is no point in pathwaying what it'll take when I can't trust you to beat the Minnesota Vikings with the worst quarterback in the history of the league. You damn near lost to the Giants. Like, there are no freebies.
No.
You're not allowed to say you're better than anybody. Win every week. You just got to take, okay, we got Dallas this week. Can we win that game? That's it, though.
Well, here's the thing. Doesn't matter what you do this week as far as the playoff picture.
You're still
looks,
not in.
You're not in. I went through every possible scenario. Okay, what if this team wins? What if this team? You're not in.
I know. Cookies did the same thing. He was doing a matrix, and he goes, it all ended up in the same thing. We don't control our own destiny, and we're in trouble.
And I knew exactly that would happen if you lost to Green Bay.
I view him as a coin flip. I told you that going into the Green Bay game. If they lost the Green Bay game, it's 50-50. That's where they're at. You lose to Dallas, that goes down to 25.
Yeah, I was at 50-50 that game. But I was like, I thought that they were already on the outside looking in because this just doesn't look like the same team anymore. I don't know. I know. I do know what's missing. What's missing is in Chicago because I'm watching the offense in Chicago. I'm watching what they did with their two running backs. Not as talented as your two running backs here, but they just went through Philly like a hot knife through butter.
Well, when you go out and you prioritize your center guard combo, it's paying dividends in the month of December. Look, and we'll talk Fitz, but guys, he hadn't even been named head coach yet. And we can get to it, but guess what? My opinion on Pat Fitzgerald is going to reside in how much money does he have to spend? Who's the staff? And all the same people that were touching their beanbag about Jonathan Smith and what a great hire it was, well, guess what? That bag of mayonnaise was essentially dead after the UCLA game. So I don't want to hear about coaching grades. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I'm very unemotional about it. I need to give the man a chance to hire his staff. And I need to see, look, if the school comes out and says Pat Fitzgerald's going to have $15 million a year to buy a roster.
So not go out and buy a roster.
But show
what about
me.
What about the press conference he can win? Wait, hold on.
Look, at least he'll speak in complete sentences.
I wanted to do this for the longest.
Caffeine. See you later, mayonnaise.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot to talk about after an extended holiday weekend. Good morning, 97.1.
Yeah.
John.
I had to talk about it on Friday, so you start.
I'll start. Matt LaFleur came into Dan Campbell's house and went for it on 3 fourth downs and converted all of them. 2 for touchdowns and the last one you just heard right there to ice the game. Mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur rolled in and completed a season sweep of the Detroit Lions. Micah Parsons, the big move that they made, was a difference maker. Anybody who downplayed that move, he swung this division. He was a menace. He was a problem. All at the same time, Aiden Hutchinson's on a milk carton. Not sure if he even got near the quarterback. They didn't sack Jordan Love a single time in that football game. And I know he gets the ball out quick and he throws off his back foot. It's not good enough. And this team is not good enough. John, it is December 1st, and this team is more than a game out of the playoffs. Forget about making a Super Bowl run. John, this team's not going to make the playoffs.
It's one of those things where you're looking at it going, okay, they're back of San Francisco by basically two games. San Francisco just hasn't had their bye yet.
So San Francisco has 9 wins. Uh-huh. Detroit has 7.
Right.
And San Francisco likely has a tiebreaker with NFC wins. They already have 8 NFC wins. I think they're effectively 3 back of San Francisco.
So what you're hoping for, obviously they have a chance to play Dallas mm-hmm. on Thursday night. And Dallas is at 9. And Dallas is fighting, scratching and clawing for their playoff lives. And they're playing pretty good football. It's what's going on in the NFC South, because if you can get Carolina to jump up and be that team, and there's still other things that have to happen, but if you can get Carolina to be the team that wins that division, and then one of the teams you're competing with is Tampa, who do you have at least a head-to-head against?
Yeah,
Tampa. Now, obviously,
there's a lot of work to get there.
There's a lot of work to get there, because the other teams, it's Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, like right now, when you watch those teams play, they're just playing a more consistent brand of football against good teams. And the Lions beat up on all the teams that are inferior, and all those teams that you would say are at the beginning of the season equal to or better than the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions struggle with, correct me if I'm wrong, third downs, converting those, getting off the field on third downs, turnovers, and it just struggling with the interior of Detroit's middle of their offensive line. Double entendre there. Yeah. Interior, middle.
Yes, interior, middle.
Yes.
Double down on it. Yeah, like I spent a lot of time, too much time, considering scenarios, and there are still weeks and weeks to go. Their best chance is if Chicago starts losing.
But then they go beat Philly.
Exactly. I sit here and go, well, hold on. They still play Chicago week 18. If they can get within a game of Chicago for week 18, you can win and get in. Chicago keeps winning, and they put up damn near 300 yards rushing in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So at a time where we're going, what do we need to happen? We need help. And we got to play. Like the Lions, none of these scenarios, that's the conclusion I reached. None of these scenarios matter if this team doesn't play better. And, John, they are 3-4 in their last 7 games. Let's just call it what it is. This team's not good enough.
No. So here's the easiest path to making the playoffs. They still control their own destiny. They don't have to wait for anything else to happen. If they win out, they'll be in. Now, I don't know that the division is going to be really hard to capture. But if they win out, they'll be in. The question is, Dallas coming to town. I don't feel good about that.
Nope.
Then you're going to L.A.
Not good.
And I know they just came off a heartbreaking loss, but do you feel good about that?
No.
It's Chicago at the end of the year. I know what happened in week 2.
Feels like they're a different team now.
Yeah, as are the Lions.
Yeah.
Feels like a completely different team. And that was coming on the heels of, okay, was it a one-off against Green Bay at the start of the season? Well, you come against you go up against the Bears, and it's at home. It's there. They don't have things figured out yet. You feel like maybe you're making a correction and week 1. Okay. Wow. It's a one off, but then it's repeatedly happened. It's Green Bay twice now.
Yep.
It's Kansas City. It's all the good teams on your schedule.
Philly's another, but
you know, and then even Minnesota,
you know what they didn't do well in those games? Run the football,
because they're getting out physical.
Yep.
And I'm curious if you're going to ask TJ this, because he bristled a little bit last week when you said, what's the identity of this team? And he said, well, they're still a physical football team. Well, I don't know how what they want to be.
If you're a physical football team only when you play the Giants, Bengals, and bottom feeders.
Were they a physical football team against the Giants?
Well, they ran for a bunch of yards. But if it doesn't show up in your big games, it's not who you are. It's who you want to be,
right?
But it's not who you are. That's the issue, is this team's had an identity crisis. They can't be the team they were a year ago, and it's just not good enough. So, look, mathematically, they're still in it. But did it feel like the nail in the coffin for you on Thursday or the extended weekend, where you start seeing, hey, the Bears win, and all these other teams, the Niners win, these teams on the bubble are winning, and you are getting left behind? They aren't out mathematically, but I no longer expect this team to make the playoffs.
I don't know if I don't expect them. And so when you talk about feelings, right, I don't know that you could feel a nail in the coffin. I'm not ready to say it's a nail in the coffin. It was certainly a kick to the groin.
Okay.
There's no question about that.
So you're keeled over.
And you got kicked in it twice because it was the loss that you took at home on Thanksgiving Day. It was the performance of Micah Parsons, in part because it's head-to-head. You know, what's Micah going to do? What's Hutch going to do? All those different things. But then it was compounded with, and we said this on, you know, all week long. Oh, well, the Bears, that water's going to find its level. They're going to Philly. Stoney and I talked about it on Friday. Hey, they're going to Philly. Let's see the big bad Bears go to Philly and get a win. Well, they did. And that's the second kick.
Yep. So the reality check of where the Lions are. And I know nobody likes doom and gloom, but doom and gloom have entered the chat. Lions have put themselves in this position where they are up against it. They got to fight, scratch, and claw. And 5-0 probably gets it done. 4-1 may get it done. But do you have faith that this team's winning four of their next five games?
I mean, look, so we don't even need to worry about the four after this week.
Yeah.
Do you believe, do you think, do you feel like they're going to be able to stop Pickens and Lamb?
Are they going to be able to run on Kenny Clark and Quinn Williams?
Or protect Jared Goff against those two guys?
Yeah, look, I mean, part of me thinks it's bounce back, Dan Campbell, they'll find a way to win this one, but they've yo-yoed. They right. haven't been able to sustain. Maybe they bounce back here, but then they lose to the Rams, and then they'll beat the Steelers, but then they'll, you get what I'm saying? They aren't sustaining anything right now.
We're going to have to listen to the argument from Wojo, and I'm sure Greg will mention it at some point this week. It's the up-down theory.
It's a damn up-down. Let's get to the phones. Ariel in Southfield, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I agree with you about the Lions. I think losing Ben Johnson was a bigger loss than what we expect. Case in point, Dan Campbell's now calling the offense. As far as Michigan is concerned, I love Sharon Moore. I love seeing the first African-American head coach in the program's history. I'm African-American. However, if we, I think that next year is it for Sharon Moore. If there's no real improvement, if we see more of the same, Michigan is going to have to make some tough leadership choices. And I think that in this offseason, I think that Sharon Moore as a head coach, if he wants to keep his job, will have to take a hard look at this program, empty out his bucket, and show some leadership courage. Special teams need to change. You may have to look at the defense and look at Wink Martindale to see if he wants to go in a different direction. Wide receivers coach, same thing. I love Ron Bellamy. He was great at the University of Michigan as a player. But as a head coach, as a wide receivers coach, it's been a mixed bag. And as a leader, Sharon Moore needs to step it up. I'm just going to...
Ariel, think about this. Their schedule, his third season, they're going to face Oklahoma, Indiana, Penn State, Ohio State, and Oregon. If you aren't spending this offseason gearing up to win the majority of those football games, get 10-plus wins, be in the college football playoff, absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity's there. It's all in front of you. And if you're going to lean on freshman quarterback and all the different things... It's we'll be able to discuss this a whole lot more, but there is so much more to be had, and it's going to have to be a trip to the NIL. The transfer portal.
Get some of your phone calls, some of your texts. 248-539-9797. Do you think the Lions are making the playoffs at this point? Was that the nail in the coffin, Thanksgiving Day and this past weekend? John, I am staring at the playoff predictor from the New York Times. You want to guess the Lions' percentage to make the playoffs today?
I'm going to guess it is 37%.
Close. It is sub 50%. It's 30%.
Oh, I overestimated.
30% chance to make it. Detroit's effectively two games back with five games to go. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that gives you a little bit of hope is you know that this is the NFL. They're all hard to get. And when Carolina jumps up and beats the Rams, it kind of gives you some hope. Like somebody up there is going to lose. But your margin for error is near zero.
Like, John, I could do the whiteboard thing and go, well, Green Bay plays Chicago twice, and Chicago has to play San Francisco, and there's a path. The Lions got to start winning some football games. They're 3-4 their last seven games. It really doesn't matter if they're going to get help or not. They got to start winning.
Yeah.
I don't expect them to make it. The odds would suggest they're not going to make it. That is a harsh reality for this football team on December 1st. Some of your responses. 248-539-9797. This is a big piece of humble pie for some of the urgency on Brad Holmes to address pass rush and O-line.
Yeah, I mean, the pass rush was non-existent. It hasn't been for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know we were all talking about, hey, Aquadine Muhammad opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Well, you only get, 14, 15 actual snaps?
Yeah.
And you're almost no production. I know at least Hutch had 6 tackles, 3 solo, but the pressures just weren't there. The quarterback hits aren't there. The sacks weren't there. The impact wasn't there.
And how's that going to change the rest of the way? They're not going to add somebody. This is who they are. They don't have dudes that win one-on-one consistently.
And so early in the season, after Green Bay, especially when TJ and I were talking, what did we say? Like, all of these things are fixable. But that's with Mahogany in there, and you're thinking, okay, it's a young player. He's allowed to get better, and you think that he will. And Ratledge, it's a young player, and he has gotten better. It's just your level of consistency as a rookie just isn't there. And Graham Glasgow, okay, he is what he is, right? It's, I don't know if it's his last year, but it's maybe his last year as a starter, and he's going to be a guy that's right now should be a backup. He's not, and even now he's out.
Yeah.
And then you look at all of the guys that are in there. I at this point, I don't think you could say that these are, they're still fixable. No, there's a talent deficiency, an experience deficiency on the middle of that offensive line, and there's just simply a production deficiency on the defensive front.
Do you guys buy the Ragnow not passing a physical, or do you think the loss hurt the Lions so bad he just said, F it, not worth it? Your thoughts?
No, I have no idea. It's pure speculation. What I think probably happened was, and we'll ask Dan, did he reach out to you? Did you guys reach out to him? It sounded like when we asked him last time, no, that ship has sailed. He just had another baby, blah, 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 right? He's back in Minnesota. And I kind of felt like, however that connection was made, he probably said, holy crap, I got to get in shape. And I don't know if, what he weighed, what his strength was, what his conditioning was, but he probably jumped into doing what he was doing as a professional athlete 12 months ago. Now he's mortal, the rest of us retired professional athletes. And I think he just tried to do too much too soon and ripped his hammy.
Grade 3 is not a small hammy injury. Preach, John. It's like we've never hit that extra gear. We waited all year. It's just not coming. Couple times at home against the Bears and some other spots, but we just haven't hit the gear. It's over. It's so over. John, sorry. They're 2 games back at the last wild card spot. 5 games left. It's over. Time to look towards the draft.
Well, I'm not ready to do that.
And you're not going to throw in the towel. You're going to play this out until you're mathematically eliminated.
Yes, they will play the rest of the games.
But
I'm not... It's not how I'm programmed. But I do understand fans looking at this and saying, okay, you haven't fixed anything. You keep saying these things are fixable. They're not being fixed at this point of the season. They're you're not going to change. You are who you are.
Let's get to the phones. Dave in Royal Oak. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, lads. How's it going?
Good morning.
And happy belated Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I hate to say this because obviously Dan Campbell is a hero around here. He was able to completely change our culture. And we now have a winning team, and we have for a few years.
And winning but expectations.
Note, yeah, so on that note, I feel like the longer I've seen it now, he was the perfect guy to take us from the dumpster toilet to relevancy. And he is absolutely not the guy to take us to a championship. He's too stubborn. He never makes any adjustments, and he doesn't learn from his mistakes. You have to, in a defensive battle game, we've seen it throughout history, to win playoff games, to beat good teams, to win a championship, sometimes you kick a field goal. And yet he does this. Well, this is who we are. So let's just keep slamming our head into a brick wall. He has terrible clock management, and he just doesn't seem willing to flow with a game. It's as if he goes into a game knowing everything he's going to do, and there's nothing that will change that.
I'm not ready to throw in the towel on Dan Campbell by any means. I think he's still a good coach, but he's coaching like he has the team that he had the last couple of years.
I think that's spot on.
And
think about it.
Everybody wants to be able to place blame is what we do, right? Somebody's got to pay the price. And I think it's more, and again, I don't want Brad Holmes gone. I think he's done a tremendous job, but there is a glaring deficiency on this roster, and that is the offensive line. Everything that this organization and the success of the last couple of years was built on the fact that you had a top five, if not the best offensive line in the NFL.
Yeah, I think you could point to the general manager and ask why both lines of scrimmage are inadequate when that's what's supposed to propel this team to a championship. Mm-hmm. We made no bones about it, and they're not good enough on either side of the line of scrimmage. To your point about Dan, last year this was a top five team on fourth down. Some of that is you got a great offensive line, you're going to churn and convert more of those. They were a top five team on fourth down a year ago. They are 19th this season. They are a coin flip on fourth down. So you can keep acting like you have last year's team.
Right.
Or you're going to have to suck it up and kick a field goal or punt the football. And I know your defense isn't very good, but give them an extra 30 yards to get a stop.
Well, if they're not very good.
Yeah.
Instead of having the ball at the 50, wouldn't you rather put them on the 10 and have 90 to go versus 50?
And look, the result might be they're just not good enough, and that's where you default to Brad Holmes, that there's just not enough talent here for this team to summit the mountain and win a Super Bowl. And hell, at this point, we're not even sure they're going to make the playoffs. You know, and that's what I said. Look, they're not out, but my expectations have shifted. I no longer expect them to make it. And I don't think that's acceptable. I just mean like what I think the season's going to turn into now. I don't even think they make it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I'm not mad at you for it. I would be.
I'm not happy to think it. It's 97-1.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, I've had enough of that too. 248-539-9797. We can get to anything and everything. And I'm happy to do a more expanded conversation on Pat Fitzgerald a little bit later. But I don't want people thinking they're going to be tuning in for some over-emotional analysis. I don't have that to offer you. I'm not going to sandbag it, and I'm not going to celebrate it. I think it's a complicated thing. just like I brought up all the concerns with Jonathan Smith day one, as every college football writer was busy dipping their balls in donut glaze about it. Well, guess what? I was
right. Worst case scenario, turned out he didn't have a connection with the university, with the school, with the fan base. He seemed out of touch.
He did stupid things in games like he did at Oregon State, and he didn't understand the Big Ten. I think the man got overwhelmed. Pat Fitzgerald will not get overwhelmed, but guy's been on ice for 3 years. You got to sell me this pen.
Yeah, he's been on ice in probably the 3 years you probably did not want to be out of college football. Everything just went at lightning speed.
It's crazy, and I know we're going potpourri style today. The fact that I weigh in that you can't poach your current team's roster makes me think less of you as a coach, shows you how screwed up this sport is. Mm-hmm. The fact that he doesn't have a team to ruin by getting the 8-10 best players.
Right, he can't walk into Northwestern and say, give me your guys. They're like, they're going to be like, who are you?
He did recruit some of these players, let's be fair.
Right, but 3 years ago, like Mike, a lot of the guys are like, yeah, we've seen and heard the stories, but yeah, we're sticking with Coach.
All right.
We're not leaving Northwestern.
248-539-9797. We go to the people on a Monday. Aaron's batting leadoff. Aaron, what's going on, buddy?
What up, Dorico? What up, Mike?
How you doing, Aaron?
Doing pretty good, man. I think the number one question on every Lions fan mind today is really, can we say that Aiden Hutchinson has taken more than just a step back, more like 2.5-3 steps back? You know, you're the second highest paid player on this team, and you're a non-factor in, what, 4 games this season?
Minimum.
That was the question around Thanksgiving was just, what about this guy? I had diehard Michigan fans having to admit that this guy is really taking a step back and that he's just – he's not what we asked for. He's not what we paid for. And I know he's been injured. I know that's a gruesome injury you got to come back from. But at what point do we start asking or looking at possibly that contract in other ways?
I'm not ready to do that yet. But, I mean, the fact that he makes more money than Myles Garrett doesn't help the conversation. But let me defend Hutch in this regard. I think the organization has kind of done him dirty. Think about this, Aaron. Does Bob Muhammad belong on a field? Jesse Nowoski or whatever the hell his name is? Look at these people. Marcus Davenport? You relied on Josh Pascal, who hasn't been healthy more than 10 minutes in his life? Aaron, you know what? Maybe the organization should grow to F up, stop smelling their own farts, and get a pass rusher opposite him to help him.
Okay. Yeah. No? I'm not ready to give up on the team yet, but I'm hoping for something.
Look, Aiden's a really good football player. I'm happy he's here. I don't stress about the money because the money's not real. But all I've always asked is, can we be realistic about it? People get seduced because Aiden's a good-looking kid. He's from a quality home, and he played for U of M, and look at the eye black.
Local kid done good.
But I don't care anymore. Once you're a Lion, you're a Lion. He's not in the class of the true elite. And I don't want to hear about any more of Chris Collinsworth's grift or PFF porno points, or he broke this record for the most dirty looks towards a quarterback under a full moon in franchise history.
Those are
not
called pressures.
Yeah, but all pressures aren't equal.
I understand.
Time to pressure is equal.
No, I understand. Pressuring Jameis after he throws a 50-yard touchdown, not quite the same
thing. That's not even a quarterback hit.
No, it's... When it comes to Aiden, here's what I don't want to hear, the whole, well, you know, he gets double teamed. Because if you watch the game, and I'm sure every Lions fan watched the game Thursday, you saw a guy get double teamed, maybe even triple teamed, and it didn't matter. He still found his way to the quarterback.
The whole premise is there were multiple plays in that Green Bay game. He got aced out by a tight end. It cannot happen as a $40+ million edge rusher. It cannot happen. You know what I hated too? I loved after the game. How aloof. Well, you know, Jordan Love is very unique and he drops back in the pocket. I'm going, okay, wait. When you're on a milk, people that are on the milk carton don't talk. It's just a picture. The interactive milk carton, I don't need. You don't get to talk when you played that way. Kind of unique. He's standing right there. He could have played the game duct taped to a chair. Wow. What, David?
I love it because he's unique and he steps back when he throws on his back foot.
Yeah, like he was teaching everyone football while being dressed like a character out of Dick Tracy. That suit was something. Aiden, come on now.
Big boy did it.
Big one did it. That was something. Big one did it. All right, hold on now. It's like a wide pinstripe double breasted. I go, what is this, Kentucky Derby? Yeah. My goodness. All right, go to Danny, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Boys, how we doing?
Good, Danny.
What's up, Danny?
Man, I'm the Lions cannot be more infuriating. I put a lot of the failures that the season has been going on. I mean, Dan Campbell definitely has a hand in it with some of the ways that, you know, play calling and who he's hiring. Obviously, yes. Johnny Moe and replacing. I know he's got a big plate, but I put the vast majority on Brad Holmes. And because, and I've called into you guys a few times saying he's being negligent to this franchise in the sense of, I know everyone wants to just be praising him because of his draft picks, which I give him all the praise in the world for, but look at where we are suffering by far. I don't know if he thinks Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson can play all positions on the O&D line, but that's the way it sounds and feels. I know they're great. They are going to be great, and they're going to continue to be great, but you guys have said it. Hutch, I'm a big Michigan guy. Hutch is not Myles Garrett. He is not a Bosa. He's a great, great player. But he needs help. Like you guys said, we have great interior, but he needs someone to compliment him. And then on the offensive side, I think it's going to be a mystery, and no one's ever going to really be able to break it down of when they knew about Ragnow and when he was going to retire and all of that. So I don't know how much to put the blame on that. But I think you guys have said it in the past. You need to be drafting your O-line a year out from yes. when you think these are things are happening.
Danny, let me say this. We'll get plenty of things wrong. I get things wrong all the time. But the one thing we were right about in that spring of 24 when the draft was here, the conversation was centered on, let's get someone who can play center guard. Everyone who remotely had a clue knew Frank was considering retirement. He didn't do it.
Absolutely.
And again, let's do this, Danny, while I have you with me. I think collectively we need to stop with the Brad Holmes drafting thing. The last two drafts, what are we really getting? Okay, Terrion Arnold. Is he a plus player? I'm going to say no. Ennis Rakestraw's dead. Giovanni Manu is still learning how to play football. Vaki's a nothing. Makai Wingo. All right, you want to say Mahogany as a sixth-round pick. Cool. Go to this year's draft. Right. Dominic Lovett, Dan Jackson, Hassamine, Frazier, Tesla. None of those people really play.
Tesla caught a touchdown.
He has five catches on the year. Pipe down. The point is, Tate Ratledge
40%.
And Tyleek Williams. Listen. There ain't no superstars in that group. So yeah, that's where your depth resides. And without hitting your picks, you don't have the depth you need. That's why Tom Kennedy was up, because one person got hurt.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I do think Ratledge will pan out. I think
sure.
that, I mean, you can't, depending on rookies, when you're on a Super Bowl run, I think is insane. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. That's why, again, reemphasizing draft or free agency and trades. But I will say, two quick things. One more on Lions and Michigan State thing is, one with the Lions, is anyone going to bring up the Lions medical staff? I mean, why is it that we seem to be the most injured team back-to-back years, just being absolutely decimated on both sides of the ball?
Well, did you hear Dan Campbell about Kirby Joseph's knee today?
Yeah, it's a mystery. Nobody knows anything.
No. I don't think that looks very good on the team, to be quite honest. That may not be reality. I'm just telling you optically, the man was in a wheelchair going to the blue tent. Comes out of the blue tent dancing like Michael Flatley, only to never be seen again. And now he's mysteriously about to miss his eighth game in a row, and we're told basically, yeah, knee pain is here to stay. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, negligence on the medical staff, too. And
well, the other one is this. Question. How do you put a graphic out that Frank Ragnow's coming back when basically his hamstring is torn off his leg? 24 hours Correct. Later, he failed his physical.
Okay.
Maybe wait on the social media hype. Maybe.
Wait. Yeah. Nobody waits on social media hype. Ever.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to put it out there. You got to put it out there for the people, Mike.
Okay.
For your followers.
Question marks.
Danny, you had one more thing real quick. We're up against it. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. I am a big MSU hater, but I will say I know that we're all, you know, I agree with you guys regarding NIL and knowing how much of a pocketbook he's going to have. I think Fitz is the best hire that you guys possibly could have had. And what I mean by that is because I actually think he's a young D'Antonio 2.0 in the sense of the guy's got a chip on his shoulder, the guy's hungry, and he couldn't be more in a perfect spot where he's at right
Maybe.
Now. To be able to, he knows the Big Ten, he knows the Midwest, and I actually think he's going to be a home run hire.
Well, I mean, Danny, listen,
I could
be swayed that way, but they need to color in the rest of the picture for me.
Right.
And for me, how quickly can you adapt to the talent around you and get them to talent? Buy in? No, I'm just saying, just talent, period.
Fitz walking into Michigan State is Will Smith in the final scene of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mike,
he's looking for talent.
Mike,
he's in an empty room.
Mike, I'm talking about like recruits and going out and getting transfer people. That's what I'm talking about. Him walking to the living room.
Hi, this is head coach Pat Fitzgerald. Here's on the other end of the line. Who this? Who? You know, my father once talked glowingly about your neck roll in 98.
You know what? We're going to move on.
I'm just saying, I need them to fill in.
And that's what I said. I need to know more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.